I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. But there's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
President Biden addressing the nation last night for the first time since dropping out of the presidential race with no mention of his health. Meanwhile, some Republicans and conservative organizations are threatening potential legal challenges to keep Kamala Harris's name off of the November ballot and keep Biden's name on it. The Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project says this in a June memo. There is potential for pre-election litigation in Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin if Biden dropped out of the election. They say that Wisconsin specifically does not allow the withdrawal of a presidential nominee for any reason besides death. Joining me now is Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton. Tom, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. What's your reaction to all of this?
We've never seen anything like it in American history. You know, 14 million votes have been blown up. Those votes don't matter, but they do matter under law, in my view. And I think it's more than just three states at issue, potentially. You know, every state that had a primary, was it all just fake? And those voting rights, if they have any meaning at all, they couldn't have been done, or that those primaries couldn't have been run under these fraudulent circumstances. Who knew what and when about this plan to remove Biden from office? And, you know, we're all supposed to pretend those votes don't matter under law. Well, you know, civil rights laws may say otherwise. And certainly if I were President Trump, if I were the Trump campaign, and maybe voters and groups like Judicial Watch or Heritage have opportunities to raise these issues in court, you know, and you know, going back to him leaving, it's like, you know, Vice President Harris can't have her cake and eat it too. You can't participate in a coup to remove him from the campaign while leaving him in the while leaving him in office as if there were no mental or physical capacity issues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is why he didn't even bring it up last night, because once you say I'm leaving because I have cognitive challenges, the next question is, well, then how are you a sitting president? Judicial Watch has said, quote, at a minimum, a careful state-by-state and federal legal analysis is necessary as the first step to help determine whether Biden can be replaced on the presidential ballot at this late stage in the presidential campaign. Judicial Watch is already investigating this election integrity issue, Tom. What's your take there in terms of a fair election come November?
Well, you know, in many ways, this election's already been compromised in the sense of targeting Trump, holding him hostage up in New York for 6 weeks during that kangaroo court proceeding. And here you've got the primary process, again, that involves the civil rights of 14 million Americans that's essentially been rigged. Why don't the Democrats run a snap primary in August? The United Kingdom did a snap election. Certainly they can figure out a way to have voters have a say here. And frankly, the best legal approach would be to admit that there was a cognitive issue that required Trump, required Biden to leave. And but of course that would mean he'd have to leave the presidency, because, you know, it's that sort of act of God. Either, you know, someone has a disability, or is other, you know, or dies, obviously there's going to be a little bit more flexibility in terms of replacing the person on the ballot. Here it's just purely political. And 20, I think it's like 25, 26 states, they don't even mention how to remove someone from the ballot. They don't really contemplate this. And to me, that's where the courts may have an interest in figuring out, well, what do the votes of the people who participated mean? What, if it means nothing, then, you know, was there civil rights violations? And I would strictly enforce the law to require Biden to be on the ballot. But, you know, we're all supposed to just move along, right? You know, someone gets nearly assassinated, Secret Service head resigns, move along. Trump gets prosecuted illicitly, move along. The election gets rigged through this primary coup, move along. I don't want to move along, and the American people don't want to move along.
No, I think you make the right point. And, you know, Trump's campaign has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, accusing them of violating campaign finance laws by transferring Biden's campaign money over to Harris. So there's the money issue as well. The Trump campaign's general counsel writes this in the complaint. Kamala Harris is seeking to perpetrate a $91.5 million heist of Joe Biden's leftover campaign cash, a brazen money grab that would constitute the single largest excessive contribution and biggest violation in the history of the Federal Election Campaign Act of 1971. So they're fighting that end of it. Todd Pyro, jump in here.
Yeah, again, Tom, I want to go back to the other litigation that you mentioned, because let's face it, these FEC complaints, this will be decided in 8 to 10 years. The election will be long gone. If anything, this will just tie up Kamala Harris's team in a little litigation here. But if you at Judicial Watch or other organizations bring lawsuits against the campaign, the Kamala Harris campaign, whether it be in Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, whether it be in another state, whether it be in state or federal court, what does the court picture look like? Because we all know the most important aspect of those cases will be, what judge do you get at the initial stage? And will that judge look at the facts, look at the law, and rule accordingly? So in your assessment of the picture in the court system there, how favorable does it look to bring and win a lawsuit?
Well, the 2020 election showed that the courts were hesitant to get involved in managing elections. And I think that was the wrong approach. Previously, the Democratic Party in Texas, many years ago, challenged the Republicans' decision to remove the former Republican leader Tom DeLay from the ballot. And the court ruled the campaign had standing. You know, President Trump said, you know, where do I get my money back for all the money I spent on this fake primary against Joe Biden? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we're in uncharted territories. Who's going to vindicate the rights of those 14 million Democrats and non-Democrats, because some of those primaries are open, who voted for Joe Biden?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, do they mean anything legally? If not, then I tell you, you know, is our country gone in terms of free and fair elections that people can rely on in terms of having the rule of law apply?
Well, that's what I want to ask you about, because there's also this issue about illegals. You know, we've got, what, 10 to 11 million illegals having come into this country on Joe Biden's watch. And there's this push to get them driver's licenses. I mean, if you have a driver's license and you're an illegal immigrant in this country, can they harvest those ballots in any way going into this election? Are you worried about that? I mean, obviously, the Republicans have been taking a stand on this. The RNC says that they're going to have more observers and ensure that illegals are not voting. Obviously, it's against the law. But there have been a fair amount of questions about this and worries going into the election. What do you think?
Well, it's almost impossible under the law to stop them. I mean, it relies on the honor system when you register to vote. The Democrat-controlled administration is knowingly offering the opportunity to vote to these illegal migrants. But, you know, people should just think about this as a numbers game. What do we have, 40 million non-citizens here in the United States? How many of them are eligible to vote in terms of being over the age of 18? A certain number of them are going to register to vote, and a certain number of them are going to vote. Indeed, if you're registered to vote, even a voter ID isn't going to stop you from voting, because many aliens, both illegal and legal, have the necessary documents to show their ID in order to vote. So the more people you have here who are non-citizens, because we have virtually no effective checks in place, the increased likelihood of them voting. And a major study showed about 80% of aliens who vote tend to vote Democrat.
And when you say 40 million, that number includes people who have been here already, right? I mean, you,
right. I mean, you
Joe
have non-citizens present
who've been,
right. You have a huge foreign-born population,
yeah,
who aren't citizens present in the United States.
Yeah, sure.
And of course, they're going to be voting in numbers large enough to affect the election.
Yeah.
And of course, it's your vote that's negated. It's just one illegal vote that's enough to really make, you know, violate someone's,
yeah,
civil rights
and
in many ways.
And by the way, the issue on no voter ID, Merrick Garland has been very clear. He says he's going to vow to stop any voter ID. And it's really a state-by-state thing. thing because, you know, in Arizona, for example, you've got strict non-photo ID. No photo ID. But then, you know, in a place like in North Carolina, you've got a strict photo ID. Michigan, photo ID requested, no document required to vote in Nevada. So it depends on the state you're talking about in terms of having a voter ID. In New York, my girlfriend went to vote last election, and she said, here's my ID. They said, put it away. You know, we don't want your ID.
Right, right. So, well, and the left does want them to vote. I mean, they want them to vote in local elections. Here in D.C., Judicial Watch just uncovered you have 563 aliens registered to vote in local elections. So foreign nationals are voting for mayor effectively here. Unbelievable.
Wow. Tom, thanks very much for your insights on all of that. We'll keep watch on it. Good to see you.
You're welcome.
Tom Fenton, stay with us. We'll be right back.